Pabst Blue Ribbon presents the Danny Kaye Show. Yes, neighbors, this is the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Pabst Blue Ribbon, 33 fine brews blended into one great beer, presents 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye. At the moment, we find our hero in his hotel room, splashing and singing in his bathtub.
Lord, a name of beer, Lord, a name of beer, Lord, Harry Pensier. Just a moment, please. Pensier!
Now, who is it?
Peek-a-boo.
Oh, it's you, Lionel.
Gosh, this water's cold.
Well, if it's so cold, why don't you turn the hot water on?
What, and kill the goldfish?
But, Danny, why do you keep your goldfish in the bathtub?
Because I don't fit in the fishbowl. Oh, look at those goldfish, Lionel. Aren't they cute?
What's the matter with the dog?
Yeah, they are cute.
Yeah, and they're smart, too. Come on, you little devils. Whip your little tails around and wash the soap off Daddy.
Amazing!
Oh, nothing at all, Lionel, nothing at all. Now, come on, goalies. Do a trick for your Uncle Lionel.
Well, I'll be done. They're blowing soap bubbles.
Yes, well, I better hurry up and get dressed. Nursey, a brisk rub down, a brush of the teeth, and... Oh, darn it.
Hey, Danny, what are you doing?
I squeezed too much toothpaste out, and I'm having the darndest time pushing it back in the tube.
Now, I wonder why they make them tubes one way. Hey, Danny, where you got all your suits and stuff laid out? Are you going someplace?
Am I going someplace? I'm going to Washington, didn't you know?
I didn't even know you were elected.
I wasn't elected, Lionel. I'm flying to Washington today to entertain for the March of Dimes.
Yeah, all right. I'll bet you'll have fun there, gee. I can just see it. The nine of you out dining and dancing every night.
Nine? What nine?
Well, I read in the paper that there's 8 girls for every man in Washington. Boy, I wish I could go up with you.
I'm sorry, Lionel. Sorry, Lionel. Oh, that's fine. Maybe some other time, maybe.
Yeah, but by then the odds may be only 6-1. So you're flying to Washington.
Yep.
What's the matter?
Well, you know, I've never flown in a plane before.
Well, if you've got to fly, it's the best way.
Say, Lionel, would you do me a favor and help me on with this, please?
Oh, sure. Here, put your left arm in first.
Okay. Now, this goes around my left leg here, and that one around my right leg. Now, how do I look?
You look chic. Real chic.
Hey, could you help me out with my top coat now?
Okay. Hey, wait a minute, Danny.
What?
Don't you think you should wear your parachute over your top coat?
Oh, Danny, are you ready? Can I come in?
Oh, sure, Evie.
Oh, hello, Miss Harden.
Oh. Well, Danny, I see you're all dressed for the plane.
Yeah. How do I look?
Well, don't look now, but your ripcord is showing. Anyhow, why wear a parachute in a hotel?
Why wear a We're going down in the elevator, aren't we?
Oh, Danny Kaye, you're about the most jittery man I ever saw.
Well, I can't help it, Evie. It runs in the family.
What?
Sure. My father always had a fear of high altitudes. He'd get a nosebleed every time he stood on the thick carpet.
Gosh, was your father really like that?
Oh, yeah. He was afraid of water, too. He wouldn't even get into the bathtub unless there was a lifeguard sitting in the soap dish.
Gee, you must have had a big soap dish in your house.
No, Lionel, it was a small lifeguard.
Say, Danny, when you get to Washington, I'll bet you'll brush elbows with some dignified dignitaries and potential potentates.
Certainly will, Lionel.
Gee, suppose you met an Earl or a Duke. What would you say to him?
Oh, that's easy, Lionel. I just say, your lordship.
That's very good, Danny. And what would you say to his wife?
Your ladyship.
Mm-hmm. And how would you address an admiral?
Your flagship.
Sure. And the admiral's wife is your battleship.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was only kidding, Givi. I know how to act. You know, if I meet someone from the French embassy, I bow from the waist and say, Je le crois avant ce jour, de les états mon clou, je t'ouer un plaisir, je le vêtons un plaire. Non.
That sounds good, but what does it mean?
I don't know.
Well, who cares anyway? Hey, Danny, what would you say if you met the Chinese ambassador?
Oh, the Chinese ambassador?
Yeah.
If that means what it sounds like, I'm too young to listen. Oh, hello, Harry.
Hello, Eve. Say, Danny, what's that big package you've got out in the hall, all wrapped up in blue paper and pink ribbons?
Oh, that's a little gift I'm taking to somebody in Washington.
A little gift? It's huge. What is it, Danny?
Oh, it's that milking machine I bought last week. I'm going to present it to the Secretary of Agriculture.
Danny, the Secretary of Agriculture doesn't want a milking machine.
Look, Edie, let's leave that up to him, shall we?
Well, let me ask you one thing, Danny Kay. Have you ever seen a cow in Washington?
No, and I've never seen one in Philadelphia. But I got milk in both places.
I think that's a very brilliant and thoughtful gift, Danny. Of course, the secretary may think you're a little nuts, but it's still very thoughtful.
Oh, thank you.
A milking machine for the Secretary of Agriculture. It's too bad you haven't got an X-ray machine so you can take it to the Secretary of the Interior.
Oh. Well, that would be silly. But I think my gift is very appropriate. I even wrote a little verse to go with it. Would you like to hear it?
No.
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 Let's try that again, shall we? Would you like to hear it?
No!
That's fine. I'll read it to you. Dear Secretary of Ag, if the milk supply doth lag, attach this machine and your cows will come clean. Why should you be left holding the bag?
Hey, that's fun, Danny. Let me try to make up one.
Go ahead.
Dear Sec of Ag, what's here in this bag ain't no Schiaparelli design, but any cow dressed in it will do her best in it, and she'll look simply bovine.
Say, that's not bad, but how about something like this? If your cow looks blue to you, won't say moo to you, and milking time makes her shudder, attach this machine, she'll be more than serene. And by Jove, she'll be utterly utter.
Oh, isn't that lovely? A hep cow with silk milk, green cream, and utter butter. Look, Danny, you better get to the airport. You've got to pick up your tickets and everything.
Okay, Evie. Lionel, you take my overcoat, the milking machine, and my bag.
Okay, I got them. What's that?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Keep the milking machine away from that cowhide bag.
Well, while Danny Kay is on his way to the airport, Harry James and his music makers celebrate their 6th anniversary by playing their famous record version of the King Porter Stomp. Thank you.
I love that King Porter stuff. Say, King Porter, isn't that the fellow who wrote Night and Day?
No, Ken, that was Cole Porter.
Oh, that's right. Ah, Night and Day. It's so romantic.
Yes, isn't it? And who do you think of Night and Day, Ken?
Well, it isn't really a who, Harry. It's a what.
A what? What's a what?
One of the pleasantest whats in the world. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ah, I see you're talking of the beer you love.
Oh, definitely, Harry. And why shouldn't I? Why, Pabst is as full of sparkling goodness as ripples in the moonlight. It's 33 brews as perfectly blended as the harmonies in a great love song.
33 brews that beat as one.
Yes, and I'm true blue to every brew. To Pabst's golden color. To Pabst's outstanding flavor.
Shh! Everybody will know your secret.
Well, I want them to know my secret. I want to share my love with the world. Pabst is grand. Pabst is perfect. Oh, Pabst.
Passengers for plane to Washington, gate number 3, please. Passengers for plane to Washington, gate number 3, please.
He must be a new man. You can understand everything he says.
Hey, Danny, that's your plane. You better get over to that ticket window and ask the girl for your reservation.
Gee, look at how long that line is.
Well, while you're waiting, Danny, I'll get your bags in the milking machine. See you in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Pardon me, is this the line where you wait for your reservation for the Washington plane?
Yes, it is.
Gee, I hope I don't have to wait long. Say, by the way, how long have you been waiting for your reservation?
What day is it?
Saturday, January 27th.
Monday will be 3 years.
3 years? Well, why didn't you try the train or the bus?
Oh, I prefer going by plane. It's quicker.
Oh, Mr. Jellison, here's your esquire and a letter from your mother.
Thank you, postman.
Postman, wait a minute. You mean you even get your mail here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mr. Jellison.
Yes, postman.
You'd better fill out a change of address card. You've moved up 2 places since Thursday.
Hey, Danny, I got your suitcases in the machine all taken care of. Didn't you get your ticket yet?
No, and the way it looks, Lionel, I may never get on that plane.
Oh, yes, you will. Somebody by the name of Stuyvesant, who had a reservation, can't go. He just got called back suddenly to his office.
How did you find that out?
I was eavesdripping.
Well, who is this Stuyvesant?
Oh, a big banker. Now, come on through this gate, Danny. Let's get you in on that plane.
Just a second. You can't come through this gate unless you got a reservation.
Oh, but you don't understand. Mr. Stuyvesant...
Oh, Mr. Stuyvesant, we've been waiting for you.
Oh, well, I was trying to tell you...
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. We had instructions to save your seat until you came. Right this way, Mr. Stuyvesant.
But coming, Mr. Stuyvesant?
Huh?
Right through this gate, Mr. Stuyvesant.
But, Lionel, I don't think I should take Mr. Stuyvesant's seat.
Oh, stop worrying. If the seat fits, wear it.
Which one of you gentlemen is Mr. Stuyvesant?
Mr. K is Mr. Stuyvesant.
What?
I said Mr. Stuyvesant's okay.
Is this Mr. Stuyvesant the banker?
Then whom none other.
Well, I'm from the Daily Herald, and we'd like to know if there's anything you'd care to say before you take off.
Yes.
What?
Goodbye.
But, Mr. Stuyvesant, as one of our leading financial authorities, what is your opinion of the effect reconversion will have on the unearned increment of a soluble corporation that has no holding company?
Well, I don't...
Mr. Stuyvesant?
Yes?
Would you rather go by bus?
No, not at all. I'm very glad you asked me that question, young lady. Very glad. That very same question, which when put to prominent banking authorities, must not be confused with each other. We feel that the fluctuating currency, which, by the way, has exemplified the monetary values thereof, is not at all...
Ha ha ha!
However, we feel that the man in the street does. And we must not question it.
Well, you're so right, Mr. Stuyvesant. The man in the street will be glad to hear that.
Well, don't tell him just yet, because... as a matter of fact, we're just in the process of...
Of what?
Exactly. And you may quote me.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Stuyvesant. A pleasant trip, Mr. Stuyvesant.
Is there a man by the name of Stuyvesant out there?
Oh, sure, that's Mr. Stuyvesant getting his picture took. Say, when you see him, tell him I want him. I went to get his baggage.
Yes, I'll do that, if you see. Hey, Mr. Stuyvesant.
Oh, sorry, old chap. No more interviews. I must get on the plane.
That's what you think.
What do you mean?
I mean I have a warrant for your arrest, me fine check raiser.
Check raiser?
Sure, and the law has caught up with you, Mr. G. Wellington Stuyvesant, alias Barney the Banker, alias Tuffy the Thug.
Tuffy the Thug? Officer, you've made a horrible mistake.
Oh, no, sonny boy, you have. Now, will you come quietly or will I have to put the cuffs on you?
The cuffs? What is this? Tuffy the Thug cuffs, Savior Stuyvesant? Look, I'm not Stuyvesant. I'm Danny Kaye.
Oh, Danny Kaye, is it? My boy, you're getting in deeper and deeper.
But, officer, now just...
Stuyvesant, here's your baggage.
Lionel, stop this business. I'm in trouble. Tell this man who I really am.
Oh, sure. He's Mr. G. Wellington Stuyvesant, the financial typhoon.
Oh, no!
Well, here's your bag, Mr. Stuyvesant, and machine.
Lionel, will you stop the clowning and get that infernal machine out of here?
Oh, ho! An infernal machine, eh? Blowing up the airport.
No, officer. It's not what you think.
Oh, thank heavens I got here in the nick of time. Now, what is this machine? You saboteur, you?
Officer, I can't tell you what that machine is. You'd think I was silly.
Oh, so you won't talk, eh? Well, we make you talk. Walk this way, you lord down sneaking spy. Now, listen, you. I've had enough of this stalling. I'm giving you plenty of time to talk. Now, I don't like to get rough, but you're forcing me into it. Will you stop snapping me suspenders?
Well, I can't help it. They fascinate me. Gee, free war elastic.
Stop that, will you?
Look here, you. Don't evade the issue. I want a confession.
Yes, trying to tell us that this here machine is for an innocent little thing like milking a cow.
Officer, look, I've told you 1,000 times that's all it is. You see, these little nozzles fit on the cow.
Don't tell me what they fit on. It's either a time bomb or a thing that makes poison gas.
Then again, it could be a booby trap. Why don't you ask me? Is this his or is this hand for me a booby?
That's no use, Sergeant Barnett. Start working on the other one for a while.
Okay. Hey, you.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. Start talking.
What'll I talk about?
Come on now. Stop acting dumb.
Who's acting?
Now, wait a minute. This has gone far enough. You can't hold us here like this. I've got to get on that plane. Now, where's my bag?
Yeah, we're not taking any chances on it exploding. It's soaking in that water tank over there.
Soaking in the tank? Oh, you can't do this to me. I'll take it to the chief. I'll take it to the mayor.
You better take it to the tailor. Your dress suit's in it.
Look, fellas, there's nothing in that bag but my clothes. Come on, I'll show you.
Wait a minute. Don't go near that tank. Look, there's bubbles coming out of that bag.
Bubbles?
Duck, everybody. It's going to blow up.
Oh, nothing's going to blow up. That's only my Alka-Seltzer.
I've had enough of this. Larry, take the prints and book them. You first, Goldilocks.
Now, wait a minute.
Now,
you just
here,
can't
just
put...
press your fingers on this ink pad. Come on, put them down there. Yeah, that's it. Hey, Sarge, look. This guy ain't got no fingerprints.
Now, shall we try it with my gloves off? Look, I've got my license right here in my back pocket.
Look out, Sarge!
Oh, I'm reaching for a gun, huh?
Don't be silly. I wasn't reaching for a gun.
Oh, you'd rather use a knife, eh? Cold steel don't make no noise.
I haven't got a gun. I haven't got a knife. Look at me. Do you think I'm the criminal type? Look at me.
Yeah, look at him. Just gaze upon the gentle features of that innocuous physiognomy. That harmless, innocent...
Yeah, the most dangerous type, a baby-faced killer.
A baby-faced killer? Oh, look, I can't stand this anymore. I just can't stand this. I don't keep my license in a booby trap. I'm not a cold-blooded Alka-Seltzer. I'm not a milk-faced baby machine. I'm Canny Day.
I mean Danny Day. Oh, so you're back to that Danny Kaye routine again. Why don't you be Bob Hope for a while?
Okay. This is Bob. Can't get out of the police station. They think I'm a saboteur. How am I going to get to Washington? Hope speaking.
What do you know, Sarge? Oh, we've both been acting like a couple of imbeciles. It's Bob Hope.
Mr. Hope, I'd recognize your voice any place.
Always clown.
Yeah, always clown. Well, I guess we'll be running along now. And thanks for the memories. Coming, Mr. Colonna?
Coming, Gate. Let's ambulate.
Hey, what's going on here, eh?
Quiet, Niles.
Well, I was told to rush down here and identify you.
Quiet, Niles. It's all fine. Just fine. They know me now.
Sure, everybody knows Mr. Bob Hope.
Yeah, Sir Bob... Are you kidding? He's Danny Kaye.
Oh, so it's Danny Kaye again, is it?
Yeah, and who are you? One of the Kaye gang?
Sure, we work together all the time.
Aha, now stop talking and talk fast. Where have you been?
The radio station.
Oh, shockwaving to the enemy, eh?
No, I was just talking about 33 brews.
Oh, there are 33 of you.
No, no.
32?
No, no, it was 33, I tell you. 33. Yes, 33 brews all blended into one great beer.
He's talking in code, Cleary.
You better tell us the truth.
Oh, but I always tell the truth about Pabst Blue Ribbon. I tell you, it's full flavor blended.
Are you decoding this, Cleary?
Yes, but it still comes out beer.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Order it with confidence. Serve it with pride. For no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst, Pabst, Pabst,
Stand
Pabst.
Up, sir. This guy's going to explode.
Yeah, let's take the bags out of the tank and put him in it.
Oh, this is too much. I can't stand this, I tell you. Look, this is Ken Niles, and that's Lionel Stander, and I'm Danny Kaye.
Oh, a likely story.
I'm Danny Kaye, I tell you. What can I do? How can I prove it to you fellas? I've got it.
Ah, he's cracking at last. You taking that down, Sarge?
Every word of it.
All right, keep talking.
He's with me. Milking machine. Go to Washington to gobble on the bed. The bed won't say that. The March of Dimes is going on there. The bottle won't say. The milking machine. You gotta let me go now. Cleary, please. I'm Danny Day. I'm telling you.
Of course, there's no mistake in that. You're Danny Kaye, all right, but I'm still not letting you go.
But, officer, look, I have to catch that plane for Washington.
Oh, you'll make it all right, and we'll give you a police escort, too, if you do one little thing for me.
What's that?
Can you sing your sweet old Irish tune, Me Fine Broth of a Boy?
Well, me fine broth of a policeman, that I can do and do. Well, anyway, here's the most beautiful Irish folk song I know. It's called The Story of Molly Malone.
In Dublin's fair city, the girls are so pretty, it was there that I first met sweet Molly Malone. She drove her wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and faith, 'tis no wonder, her mother and father were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, she died of a fever, and no one could save her. And that's all I know of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost drives her barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Passengers for plane to Washington, gate number 3, please. Passengers for plane to Washington, gate number 3, please.
Well, here I go. I've got my own ticket this time.
Hey, Danny, look, I got the machine back for you.
Oh, go away, Lionel, and take that infernal machine with you.
Infernal machine? Just a minute there, bud.
Oh, no!
Good night.
Forget neighbors, next Saturday, another great Danny Kaye show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, Harry James and his music makers, and Danny Kaye. This program was directed by Dick Black and was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.